It's time for the king or queen to live like everyone else. Who am I referring to? You, of course. Or your spouse, or... When we date, we typically want to impress the other person, so we go out of our way to do extra special nice things for them. Perhaps we even shower them with expensive gifts. And when we marry them, we might even continue these practices. Now, I will be the first to advise you of the wisdom of treating your spouse special, of occasionally pampering them, of letting them know just how much they mean to you. But you will not find me advocating a continuous spoiling of them. Why? What's the difference? Pampering is to indulge with special treatment. It typically has limits in terms of length of time and should accompany simply basic, good, and thoughtful and kind behavior. Spoiling, by at least one definition, is to harm character by overindulgence. When we spoil our spouses in an ongoing fashion, allowing them to not only be treated as if they were royalty, but to allow them to believe in their royal bloodline and entitlement, we create a monster of sorts. And who wants to bet a monster, let alone live with one day to day? This is all a way of my advising that when you create an atmosphere of expecting spoiling, then you will, obviously, get someone who will not likely compromise, concede when appropriate, or treat you as an equal. This person will place impossible demands and blame on you when they cannot be met. They will drain you, and eventually, you will either wither away or run away. So bottom line, occasionally pamper your spouse, but avoid spoiling them. Enough said.